Hey everyone, Martin here from Dad's Bedtime Stories. I guess before we get on to things, I better check my voicemail. Oopsie-daisy, I meant to hit my voicemail there, but instead I accidentally played my sister-in-law's new track, which is coming out tomorrow. What a crazy mistake I made there. Totally accidentally. But if you want to, I think everybody listening should probably give that one a listen. Her name's Bex. You can check her out. That's B-E-X, by the way. Check her out any way you can get your music. I'll put some links in the description below. But now, getting on with our podcast. This idea actually comes from my sister-in-law as well. When she was visiting for Easter last weekend, we were talking about episode ideas. And she reminded me that the eclipse was happening tomorrow, at least where I live. So where I live, tomorrow, Monday, we're going to have a solar eclipse in the afternoon. I'm not sure how many of you are watching from a place where that's happening as well, but that kind of inspired me to create this episode. In addition to that, a bunch of people have been writing in and asking me to, you know, defeat Rex once and for all. So, I think we can find a way to do both of those things in one episode. Now just close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your beds, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up in your bed. You swing your legs over the side. You get up, and you stretch as wide as you can, moving your neck left and right, loosening up your shoulders. Well, good morning, spaceship, you say. Spaceship, who's currently the size and shape of a toy spaceship, flies off your shelf and into the air in front of you. Good morning, spaceship replies. Anything exciting on the docket for today, spaceship? You ask. I have several ideas. However, the most timely of them is probably the observation of the solar eclipse. What's that? You ask. The solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the Sun, causing all light to be blocked for a short period of time. Whoa, so I can watch that happen? Yes, spaceship says, as long as you wear protective eyewear. Why would I need protective eyewear, you ask? The solar eclipse can be very dangerous to your eyes. Even though it may seem safe to look at, it is not. I will 3D print you some eclipse viewing glasses, spaceship says. These glasses are much more powerful than normal sunglasses and are the only thing you should use to view the eclipse. Okay, cool. Well, where should we go to see the eclipse? You ask. I will fly you to the most optimal location, spaceship suggests. All right, well, let's get going. You and spaceship leave your house. You walking and spaceship just kind of flying behind your head. You open the door and walk outside. Spaceship flies ahead of you, begins to glow, and then starts to grow and grow and grow until he's the size and shape of a full spaceship. A hatch on the back opens up and you climb aboard. Changer, your shape-shifting dog, comes running after you, bolting into the ship and immediately jumping up on the couch, curling up into a little ball. The door to the ship closes, and the spaceship gently lifts up off the ground. You fly high into the sky above your home, until you get to the level where clouds are sitting. You fly along the cloud line, looking down at the landscape below, changing from, you know, your hometown, into trees and lakes and forests. Spaceship lands at the top of a large hill surrounded by huge and beautiful forests. This should be a prime viewing location, Spaceship suggests. The back hatch opens up, and you and Changer walk outside. Around you, a whole bunch of little robots seem busy flying around the ship, carrying this and that, chairs, a little side table, a sun umbrella, pretty much anything you'd need to feel right at home outside. The robots quickly set up a little viewing area with a very comfortable looking chair to sit in, the sun umbrella, a table, and they even bring out snacks and drinks. You sit down on the viewing chair. Changer runs out of the spaceship and jumps up on your lap as well. You spend some time looking up at the beautiful sky until Spaceship announces, "The eclipse is about to begin. Put on your viewing glasses now." A little robot flies over with a pair of what look to be sunglasses, but much, much darker on the fronts. As you put them on, you can't really see anything around you until you look up at the sun. And then only the sun is visible. You watch as a dark circle starts to pass in front of the sun. It takes quite a long time, but after patiently waiting and watching this beautiful thing happen, the moon completely blocks out the light from the sun, leaving just a small blue ring around the outside. It looks really, really cool. And then, as if it's expanding, which you didn't really expect to have happen, the sun gets blocked out entirely. Suddenly, the world around you looks exactly like nighttime. You expect the moon to continue traveling and for the sun to become visible again. But for some reason, it doesn't. Spaceship? Is this normal? You ask. No, Spaceship responds. The moon should have continued. I think we should check this out, Spaceship suggests. You get up off your comfortable viewing area, and you run inside the ship. You quickly jump in the command seat, and Changer once again immediately jumps onto the couch, curls up into a ball, and falls asleep. He really likes sleeping. You, on the other hand, grab a hold of the controls. You pull back on the steering wheel, causing the ship to lift up into the air. Then you push forward on the throttle and steer the ship up through the clouds and through the atmosphere. As you get out into space, you see that something strange is going on. You fly up and around the shadow until you can finally make your way to the outside of it. Strangely, you can see the moon in the distance. It seems to have kept moving like it normally does. But something else is blocking the sun. Somehow, there's now a gigantic reflective mirror between the Earth and the sun. You fly closer to check out the mirror. On one side of it, the sun is reflecting back in the other direction. And on the other side, complete darkness. The mirror is absolutely gigantic. Big enough to block out the light from the sun on the entire world. It seems to have little thrusters attached to it, and it seems to be moving with the world itself. I believe this mirror is designed to block the light from the sun to the Earth. It has been put in a perfect solar orbit in sync with the planet itself. You mean that it's gonna block out the sunlight all the time? Like forever, you say? Yes, Spaceship responds. Who would do something so evil and so terrible? We need to get this mirror out of the way. I think it might be time to turn into a giant robot, you suggest to Spaceship. Understood, Spaceship says in response. Spaceship begins to glow around you. And then it begins to grow and morph its shape, becoming much larger than it was. And, of course, turning itself into a giant robot. Spaceship now has two powerful robot arms, two powerful robot legs, and you find yourself sitting in the head of the ship itself, or the head of the giant robot, I should say. Out of the ceiling drops a little helmet. You know that when you put this helmet on, you'll see through the eyes of the robot and be able to control it as if its arms were your own arms. You put the helmet on, and there's a bright flash of light, causing you to close your eyes. As you open them, you find yourself looking out into space. You look down at your arms and legs, and you see that you're now in the body of the spaceship itself, or the giant space robot. You reach behind your back and grab hold of what seems to be a gigantic sword. You pull the sword out of its scabbard on the back of the giant robot. You lift it up in the air, and you will the robot forward. All of the thrusters activate, shooting you straight towards the giant space mirror. You hold your sword up in the air, ready to break the mirror into many, many different pieces, when suddenly, a whole bunch of spaceships appear, shooting lasers from every different direction. Upon seeing the ships, you know exactly who's up to this now. Each one of them is shaped a little bit like a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head, with wings shooting out the sides. Rex, you say. Spaceship, activate ninja mode. Activating ninja mode now. You suddenly feel the body of the spaceship snap into a perfect martial arts stance, holding the sword in the exact right way to fend off many enemies. You now feel like you know every single martial arts move there is, and for some reason, you're able to apply them in space. You begin spinning your sword around, hitting the different ships out of the air, cutting the robot ships in half, smashing them, throwing them into the sun. You have a shield on your other arm. When you activate it, a huge laser circle appears. You block the lasers with one arm and strike back with the sword. In the meantime, a whole bunch of little lasers built into the ship itself fire themselves at all of the different ships. Before long, you've destroyed all but one ship. The mothership, or the fathership, or whatever you want to call it. Rex's ship. Well, Rex, you say, Are you going to get rid of the giant space mirror? Or am I going to have to do it?
Ah, you're always foiling my plans, says Rex over the intercom. All I want is to take over Earth. Is that too much to ask?
Well, you can't take over Earth. There's already people living on Earth, you say. Plus, I thought your goal was global warming. This giant space mirror would do the opposite of that, wouldn't it? You ask.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind and decided to make you guys uncomfortable first. Get you off this Earth, and then I can take it over with all of my evolved dinosaur buddies that have been forced to live in the center of the Earth for all these years.
Well, maybe there's actually something else we could do instead, you say. Will you stop attacking me and all that stuff if you have what you want? You ask.
Yeah, of course. All I want is an Earth completely dedicated to us dinosaurs.
Well, then, I have an idea. Come aboard. Spaceship begins to glow again. It shrinks itself back down into the size and shape of the regular ship. You take off the control helmet, and you find yourself in your own body again. Spaceship slowly docks with Rex's ship. The back hatch opens up, and you see Rex standing on the other end.
So what's this idea of yours? He says.
Well, remember the magic lamp I have? You say. I still have one wish left, and I know exactly what I'm going to wish for. You rub the magic lamp once again, and the lamp begins to glow. Soon the genie comes out of it and says,
What do you want?
I wish for you to create another Earth on the other side of the sun. One that spins in perfect rotation with our Earth, but one where no humans exist. Only animals, nature, trees, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, and I don't know, make the atmosphere even thicker of CO2 or something like that. They want it to be warm.
All right, understood. The genie lights up a bright purple color and shoots out through your ship's window. He grows and grows and grows until he's a gigantic genie, almost the size of the sun itself. The genie reaches out with his magic powers, grabbing asteroids from the asteroid belt and any other material he can get his hands on. He slowly brings all of the material together, winds it in a circle, and solidifies it into a huge ball. You order Spaceship to fly closer to get a better look at what's going on. As you fly over, you watch the huge ball of rock begin to fill itself with oceans of water. Continents, the exact size and shape of the continents of Earth, begin to appear. You watch as the rock turns to a beautiful green and blue color as vegetation starts to grow on the different continents. Before long, the genie has created an exact replica of the Earth, and he's placed it on the other side of the sun, moving in perfect unison with the Earth. Although, of course, it will be the opposite season as it is on Earth. But everything else there should be exactly the same. When the genie's finished, it shrinks back down, shoots back through the window of your spaceship, and enters the lamp once again. The lamp begins to shake, and then it develops cracks in it. And then it explodes and kind of disappears from reality entirely. probably going back to the temple or to wherever genie lamps go after the three wishes are granted. Well, Rex, there you have it, a perfect Earth. A little bit warmer, but exactly the same in every other way. And the good news is, it should be a long time before anybody actually discovers you. And it seems like you've been placed exactly on the other side of the sun, which should make it just about impossible for anyone else to detect. Until they, send a spaceship or something like that. Yes, this is perfect. Thank you for doing this for me. You fly Rex closer down to the surface of this new Earth. As you drop through the atmosphere and below the clouds, you see an Earth untouched by humans. You bring the ship down even lower and fly just above the huge forests of trees, untouched lakes and rivers, full of animal life, but not full of people at all. It's incredibly beautiful. Where do you think you guys would want to set up? North America? Europe? What are you thinking? You ask Rex. Well, I was thinking we'd go somewhere more tropical. Why don't you bring us to, Mexico? Rex suggests. Okay. Mexico it is. You fly the ship down to, the different Earth's version of Mexico. You find a beautiful area, land the ship, and open up the back hatch. Rex gets out and looks around. This is perfect. I can feel the sun on my skin. Oh, I don't even feel the need to be mean anymore. Well, good. Spaceship, can you create a portal so Rex can get his other people over here? You ask. Understood, Spaceship says. Before long, out of the back of the ship fly a whole bunch of little robots, each one carrying a piece of the portal. Piece by piece, they snap the portal together. And when it's finished, they activate it. This portal leads to the portal in the inner Earth. The codes to the portal are on this paper, Spaceship says. A little robot flies up to Rex and hands him a little piece of paper with instructions on operating the portal. Thanks, Rex says. I'm gonna get my ship here and start building right away. After a little while, Rex's spaceship lands beside yours. His own little dinosaur robots exit the ship, carrying boxes of material, and they begin creating the new dinosaur civilization on an alternate Earth where the dinosaurs can live forever in peace. You climb back aboard your ship, lift up into the sky, and blast away from this alternative Earth. You fly around the sun until you arc back towards your Earth. Normal Earth. You fly back down towards the surface, hover over top of your own house, and land carefully in the front yard. The ship opens up and you and Changer walk outside. You look up at the sky where the sun should be, but you still see the giant mirror blocking things out. Oh yeah, we forgot to take care of that. As soon as you say that, the mirror begins to move forward, allowing the sun to light up the Earth once again. Although, it's gotten much lower in the sky than it was when you last saw it. Before long, the giant mirror has disappeared entirely. Rex must have remembered and moved the thing. You watch the sun slowly set. and you head inside your house. You go directly to your bedroom, where your comfortable bed is awaiting. You pull back the covers, you climb inside, and you allow your heavy head to hit the pillow. With each breath, you begin to sink down deeper and deeper into the mattress, allowing your muscles to relax and your limbs to sink. Before long, your body is feeling nice and relaxed, no need to move at all. You let go of your thoughts and you allow your mind to drift, to wander off to thoughts of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.